Dr. Art Bowen Lofton was named president of Texas A&M University in January of 2010 after serving as the interim president since June of 2009. He previously had served as the vice president of the university and as professor and chief executive officer of Texas A&M University at Galveston. He graduated from Texas A&M in just 3 years with a degree in physics with highest honors, something I cannot relate to, in 1970. He earned a master's degree in 1973 and PhD in 1975 in physics from Rice University. He previously served at Old Dominion University as professor of electrical and computer engineering and professor of computer science, and was responsible for graduate programs in modeling and simulation. He also served as executive director of the Virginia Modeling Analysis and Simulation Center. Previously, he had chaired the Department of Computer Science and was director of the NASA Virtual Environments Research Institute at the University of Houston. When I heard Ben Downs introduce Dr. Lofton about that time, he made some comment about how he wanted to talk quantum physics with him. I was hoping if he could just teach me how to play Mario Brothers 3.1, I'd be pretty happy with that. He is internationally respected as a consultant in modeling and simulation, advanced training technologies, and scientific engineering data visualization. He is the author or co-author of more than 100 publications and has served as principal investigator in grants and contracts totaling millions of dollars. He is the recipient of numerous awards for teaching and research excellence. He serves on numerous advisory committees and panels sponsored by governmental and professional organizations. Most recently, he was appointed to the new Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council and the National Security Higher Education Advisory Board. A few of Dr. Lofton's citations and honors include the American Association of Artificial Intelligence Award for an innovative application of artificial intelligence, NASA's Space Act Award, the NASA Public Service Medal, and the 1995 NASA Invention of the Year Award, and the University of Houston Downtown Awards for Excellence in Teaching and Service twice. Dr. Lofton and his wife, Karen, have two adult children and three grandchildren. Our speaker for tonight, Dr. R. Bowen Lofton.
It's seldom I have to raise the microphone. Well, howdy.
Howdy.
Let me apologize. My voice is a little weak. I lost it on Saturday. And hope you'll come back enough for me to speak to you tonight and be heard anyway, if those want to hear me. You know, I'm here before the Chamber of Commerce. That's a very daunting task for me because I must admit failure. Abject, absolute failure. You see, I failed to do the right thing as you all would have done. I should have trademarked my bow tie. I could be a rich man today if I got a license fee for every bow tie sold in Bryan College Station or printed on a t-shirt by CC Creations. I get nothing for that, nothing at all. But I am pleased to be here tonight. Thank you for honoring me by asking me to speak to you this evening. And I'll try to make this a reasonably short thing. I've got about 40 pages here of notes and so on. But I thought you as chamber members are numbers people, so I want to share a few numbers to begin with here. These may be old to you, but I think they're worth repeating if you've heard them before. Yeah, Texas A&M has become a rather sizable organization. Based on our 20th day numbers, our total enrollment at Texas A&M is 58,809. Making us the third largest institution of higher education in this country. Now, that number includes several pieces. It includes, of course, the historic Texas A&M we all know. It includes the law school, which is not physically here in the Brazos Valley, although it's close to the Brazos River up in Fort Worth. It includes our branch campuses, both in Galveston and in the state of Qatar. And it includes our Health Science Center, which has its largest component here. in Bryan-College Station, but pieces obviously in Dallas, in Round Rock, in Houston, in Kingsville, and other places around the state of Texas. So we are a big institution. Those of you who live here as I do and drive here know that we got a little bigger this year than last year. The lines in Walmart are longer, and the traffic stops are a little longer as well. You see, we aimed to have a freshman class this year of about 8,700, and we didn't do so well. We ended up with 9,710. That's 1,500 more than 2012. And besides the freshman growth of 19% year to year, our transfer population grew by 9%, our graduate population by 8%. That's impressive numbers to me anyway, very impressive numbers to me. Our blend team, that great partnership we have with Blend College here, grew this year by 25% year to year. Those are all impressive numbers, good numbers, suggesting a trajectory which is unparalleled in higher education at our level. Now, this brings to you many things. It brings customers, doesn't it? It brings people who spend money here when their children arrive, and those children in turn spend money as well. But let me talk about something else even more important. How many of you here, please raise your hands, employ a student, at least one student at Texas A&M University? How many of you here do that? See, many more than half the hands in the room went up right now. And I hope that in doing so, you have had the time to get acquainted with them. See, I spend time every day with students. It keeps me sane. It's the one thing about my job I truly love. They bring me a vitality that's unavailable anywhere else. One of my favorite phrases about our students is, they don't know it can't be done. They don't know it can't be done. They have optimism, enthusiasm, energy, truly life that infects those around them. There is no task they won't attempt. There is no goal they won't try to achieve. At my age, I'm pretty scarred up by now. I've got a pretty thick skin, and lots of beatings have happened over the years. My wife, among others, has done that. But at my age and my experience level, I know my limitations. I know when not to try something, because I know I'll probably fail. These young people do not have that limitation. They will try anything they believe is noble, worthwhile. And so I thank you, first of all, for hiring these young people. But I also encourage you to embrace them and enjoy them as I do every day. Now, we bring a lot to this town besides just pure numbers. We bring a diversity that is, I think, extraordinarily powerful and energizing as well. Do you realize that 25% of our freshman class are Hispanic in origin? 25%. Now our state is about 38% Hispanic. But A&M has made great strides to go from smaller numbers to where we are today, and we'll continue to grow in that regard. That's a good thing. Do you realize that of our about 10,000 graduate students, 40% are international? Now that's a good thing. They bring with them a cultural diversity, a diversity of perspective, of outlook, of language that we don't normally see in East Texas. But this is a good thing for Texas A&M. It's a good thing for the Bryan-College Station community. So I hope you embrace our students at all levels, those who work for you, those who are your customers, Pay attention to them. They can teach you much because they teach me much. Now, you may notice the tie I'm wearing tonight. I normally wear a maroon tie around campus, but today I chose to wear a different color. Do y'all recognize these colors?
SEC.
This is the colors of the SEC.
Okay.
Now, I think you as business people will appreciate the SEC. It has brought something to Texas A&M and to you in Bryan College Station we have aspired to but never quite achieved before. We are truly, truly nationally prominent. I used to travel before the SEC to far parts of this country and beyond, and I would meet a stranger and they would say, where do you work? And I would say, at Texas A&M. They'd say, oh, that school in Austin, huh? That doesn't happen anymore. Our name is widely known, not simply in the United States, but of course worldwide now. When you're walking the streets of Berlin, or Beijing, or Brisbane, and they see your shirt saying TAM, they say, do you know Johnny Football? And I say, yes, I do. And they embrace me. Seriously, Texas A&M has never, never been as visible as we are today. We have never had the attention we've had before. Some not always welcome, but we never had it before. And I think you, again, as a chamber, understand what's happened in this last 2 years. You have seen the influx of people for every football game, but also for other things as well. The SEC travels. They travel well. They spend money. They enjoy going to out-of-town games. And we see more of our people going elsewhere as well. But I hope all of you have felt the benefits directly of our membership in this great conference. And the best is yet to come. We were talking earlier, Royce and I. He said that when we announced our membership in the SEC, he contemplated the fall 12 football season, he had been happy with a 6-6 season and a minor bowl.
First year.
In the first year. Well, we did a little better than that. And I think, again, you understand it wasn't something I planned.
Take credit for it.
No. I knew after long and careful thought beginning in 2009 through 2012 we were going to the right place. I always knew that. But I couldn't have dreamed, nor could any of us dream in this room, of the success we had last year. So just take it as a nice cherry on top. But the cake underneath is going to be long-lasting and very nutritious. Next fall, the SEC Network comes out. I'm certain we'll have access to it here, but so will many others. We have to, of course, pay for its startup costs, but I'm willing to predict that within 3 years of the initiation of the SEC Network, that Texas A&M will probably double its revenues from television. And more than that, people around the world will be able to see everything going on here, not just in athletics, but other things as well. We'll have academic components, components of extension and other things in that network that will also highlight the engine that is Texas A&M. And so it'll become quite the venue for all of you, not only to enjoy watching events on, but to also enjoy the pride, the sense of accomplishment we'll be able to project through that medium. So a lot's to come yet. In many cases, I think the best is yet to come. Now all of you know, I think, the economic impact that A&M has on this region. Over $4 billion in calendar year 2012 attributable to Texas A&M here at Bryan College Station, and a bit more if you look at the larger Brazos Valley. These are big numbers. Texas A&M is an economic engine. Its payroll is large, but other things come because of that. The multiplier effect indicates that for every employee we have, others of you have employees, and their payrolls affect this area as well. Our growth in discoveries continues, and more of those discoveries, I think, will be commercialized in part, at least here. The biotechnology corridor, a joint enterprise of Bryan College Station and our system, I think will do amazing things over time. Bring new employees to this area, especially new businesses with their new employees as well. So again, the best is yet to come. Now, it's not all roses. Again, traffic is out there, long lines at the Walmart, but that's a part of being successful. It's a part of being here, this great partnership, Texas A&M. It's not always easy being a neighbor to a university. And some of you know that very viscerally. I know there are struggles within your cities between those who want to preserve neighborhoods the way they were once were and not really embrace the students who want to live there. But I do remind you that they bring with them a great deal. Money, of course, but also, again, energy, a can-do attitude, vitality, life. Think about that. So I urge you to be patient, be tolerant. When the music's a little loud and a few too many cars are parked in the street, remind yourself of the good that comes along with it. I live on campus. Think about that. And I must say that I cannot ever undress. People come by the house, I should say students come by the house, at all hours. Usually every fall I'll have about three freshmen from the Corps show up at 3 a.m. One of their kind sophomores has asked them to come check on me. They're not certain whether they'll be more afraid of me or the sophomore. Probably the sophomore is more dangerous than I am. But that's part of being on campus. Hardly a night goes by without a group showing up at the front door saying they're a church group, a sorority, an organization, and they're on a scavenger hunt wanting a picture with the president. So I have to have the bow tie on. Pretty late at night. I don't sleep in it typically, but I do wear it quite a bit. So again, you know, I ask for your tolerance. We aren't always the best neighbor. Those I've worked with here in the city governments, in the county government, the chamber, know I've tried to make it easier. I've brought with me, I hope, a bit of attitude towards you that I think is positive. And I'll leave you with those words I've used over and over again since I became President of A&M. We're in this together. Thanks, and